hundreds of protesters marched in Toronto in support of those fighting for freedom and justice in Libya and other Arab countries. While Muammar Gaddafi continues his reign of terror, many Libyan Canadians worry about their families back home.
It's tough to manage. You don't sleep at night, and you got to go to school and study, so it's very, very difficult.
The popular uprisings have spanned across the Middle East and North Africa, where Libya's has been the most brutal.
One of our cousins got shot the other day, so we don't know what's happening to him.
And many wonder how many lives will be lost before freedom is won. Toronto's rally has been largely organized by the youth.
This means protesting in order to bring attention again to the media and place pressure on our government to call for a cease of Gaddafi's tyrannical and ruthless regime.
And even the youngest of protesters are calling for Gaddafi's ouster.
Mubarak, he went out, so we're going to do the same thing to Gaddafi.
As the protests moved to the U.S. consulate in downtown Toronto, many were careful about calling for foreign intervention in Libya.
And be careful what you ask for when you ask for the U.S. to intervene.
Yes.
Because they want to prop up that regime for Libyan oil.
The protesters fear that Western forces might take this opportunity to gain a stronghold in the Middle East.
The Canadian government has said they support the United Nations call for sanctions against Libya. And Prime Minister Stephen Harper has said he hasn't yet ruled out military action. Meanwhile, reports suggest that less than 200 Canadians remain in Libya, with about 100 trying to get out. And Canadian diplomatic presence has been suspended as Canadian officials are flown out of Libya. Janella Massa, Press TV, Toronto.